Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Welcome to episode 130. Here we are. We are focusing on Ash Wednesday, readying our hearts for the pilgrimage of Lent. My name is Brooke Taylor. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And there is an Arabic spiritual. It was a hymn written by Father Yusuf Assad. And I want to start the show today in this special way with that hymn. I'm not going to sing it. Just want to share the lyrics translated in English. It says this: Dear precious Jesus, on a very high mountain, retreat with me and hear my prayer. Oh, my Lord Jesus, your love has freed me. I praise you with my heart, honoring your glory. My heart was lifted towards his holy place. How I long to be there to witness his radiant face. Isn't that beautiful? There are so many things that we can fix our eyes on this time of year, and it's really a feast. And Brother John Michael Paul, in our last episode, really invited us to understand that banquet of Lent as opposed to the fast of Lent, which it is, and it's kind of both, if that makes sense. But that's where I want to begin on today's show. This is top of mind, top of heart for our family, if you are in the tradition that walks through these 40 days of Easter. And I keep thinking, you know, even in my head, I'm singing different hymns. Hosea, that hymn, come back to me with all your heart. This is my very first Lent PHL. So PHL means post-Holy Land. So I can't remember the last time that I felt like I was doing something for the first time. You know, when you, if you come into the church or you come back to your faith, everything is like electrified. Maybe similarly, if you've lost a lot of weight and you go out and you do something that's physically taxing for the first time and you feel the benefits, or if you've been sick and for the first time you're able to actually get up, like you just feel so alive. And that's how I'm feeling going into Lent post Holy Land. Like this is in some ways my very first Lent in my life. Not in any way to negate the blessings and the holy graces from all the years of my life beforehand, but even talking to my mom today, if we are connected on Facebook, you know that my Facebook wall picture is from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and it's crosses that are carved in the walls, the Crusaders' Chapel. So the Crusaders would go, and that would be how they'd make their signature. They would take with their sword and carve it in to that wall. And talking with my mom today, she said, this is the image that I want to bring with me on these 40 days, that every day with my sword, with my prayers, with my fasting, so to speak, I am carving a cross in this wall for the next 40 days. So I offer that to you as well. I just love the excitement of this time of growth. What is our Lord going to say to you when you retreat with him on that very high mountain, like we just entered into in that opening hymn? And that is the big headline of today's show. That's where we are going. We have an invitation from Lisa Daly in Colorado to do a Lenten study together. If you're still looking for something that's more of a community study, she's going to give you the scoop on that. We received some good feedback with creative ideas, ideas I've never heard before that might open you up to some creative pondering. We'll talk about that. And as we step into the show today, I want to begin with words from St. John Paul the Great, St. Pope John Paul II. I've been going back and reading his homilies for Ash Wednesday, and it's hard. It's been really hard to select just one because I wanted to share one with you. But at each one, it's like, oh, I want to cherry pick this. I love this paragraph. But just tears streaming down my face. My kids are like, what is wrong with you? What happens is in the time of year that we're in, I will go to bed early. I'll tuck the kids in, but inevitably and without fail, someone will always wander into my room and ask something or say they forgot something or, Mom, did you sign this paper for tomorrow? And I'm usually working on my computer when the kids are asleep, supposedly. So they'll come in and they usually find me in some form of emotional breakdown. And that's been the case reading these homilies. So it was hard to select just one, but, and this is pretty brief, I do want to, though, share one homily with you, keep it simple, in the little way that I'm able, offer you this sermon, his homily from 1996, Ash Wednesday. So I just invite you to sit and receive, allow this to fall on open ears and a fertile heart as I share the words of Pope St. John Paul II. Remember, man, you are dust, and to dust you will return. The Church speaks these words in today's liturgy while ashes are placed on the foreheads of the faithful. These words come from the book of Genesis. Our first parents heard them after they had sinned. Original sin and original sentence. By the act of the first Adam, death entered the world, and every descendant of Adam bears the sign of death within him. All generations of humanity share in this inheritance. I once witnessed the opening of a royal sarcophagus in the Cathedral of Krakow. It was the tomb of a great monarch who had ruled when my country was at the height of its splendor and power. I saw clearly with my own eyes how his body had turned to dust. In his case, death had fulfilled its relentless law. This will happen to each one of us. To dust you will return. After the council, the Church also likes to repeat another liturgical formula during the distribution of ashes. Convertimini, repent and believe in the gospel. At the beginning of Lent, these words on Ash Wednesday are a plan of life for us. They are the words with which Christ began his preaching. Repent, metanoia. The readings of today's liturgy speak especially of this. Return to me, the prophet Joel proclaims. And the psalmist cries, Miserere, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Of my sin cleanse men. I acknowledge my offense. Against you only have I sinned. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. In the Gospel, according to Matthew, it is Christ himself who explains the meaning of almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, that is, the actions by which we put sin behind us and return to God. Return to the Lord your God, exhorts the Lenten acclamation of John. Repent. What does believe in the Gospel really mean? It means accepting the whole truth about Christ. The apostle writes, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in time we might become the righteousness of God, Christ, our justification. It is in him and through him that the tragic knot indissolubly binding death and sin is loosed. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, and he, Christ, takes that terrible burden on himself, so that in him we may become the righteousness of God. Henceforth, then, it is no longer the pair, sin and death, that prevails, but the other pair, death, his death on the cross, and justification. Why does the Church place ashes on our foreheads today? Why does she remind us of death? Death, which is the effect of sin. Why? To prepare us for Christ's Passover. For the Paschal mystery of the Redeemer of the world. Paschal mystery means that we profess in the Creed, and on the third day he rose again. Yes, today we need to hear the you are dust, and to dust you will return of Ash Wednesday, so that the definitive truth of the gospel, the truth about the resurrection, will unfold before us. Believe in the gospel. On the threshold of Lent, it is necessary that this perspective be opened before us so that we may believe deeply in the gospel with all the truth of our mortal existence. We are called to take part in the resurrection of Christ. For this appeal to resound within us all its force at the beginning of the Lenten season, let us realize what death means. You are dust. Repent. Believe in the gospel. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I want to go back to that line. I've been looking at it and breathing it in. In the middle of the homily, it says, it is in him and through him that the tragic knot indissolubly binding death and sin is loosed. What a beautiful way to get us started. Those words resounding through the decades to our time and place where we are here. And thank you, St. John Paul II, for your wisdom and your saintly service.
Hello, Brooke. It's Lisa. I wanted to let you know that we are doing the Choose Joy book for Lent online. Will be our online Bible study for Lent. We will be meeting on Tuesday the 13th in the daytime and Wednesday, Ash Wednesday the 14th at night. And if anybody wants to join, they can send me an email at thefamilymanager@comcast.net and get all the details. So I just wanted to let you know that's what we're doing for spring. And if anybody else wants to join, let me know. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Lisa. Well, there you have it. And please, friends, say a prayer for Lisa's husband. He's been having some health problems. Our community board on the Arise thread has been popping lately with all sorts of prayer requests. That, to me, is part of the beauty of community. That's what it's about. But also a reminder that we all need prayers. And God bless you, Lisa, for giving your yes to this project in the midst of all of that. I've seen the fruits of this. I've done 2 studies with Lisa so far. They've been amazing. And I love that she continually pursues the hearts of women in this way, facilitates, organizes, is there for every meeting. So thank you again to Lisa. Again, you can reach out to her or shoot me an email, feedback@goodthingsradio.com, to get started on the Choose Joy study. And also, Miss Lisa will be among one of our attendees to the sold-out Arise Retreat. And for those who are joining us, this is a bit of a news flash that I wanted to share. I don't think I told you, but it's exciting. We are going to be partnering with a ministry to offer all the attendees a really beautiful quality item that's going to be in all of the goodie bags. All that I'll say, I want to keep it secret. It's really a special present, is it relates to the theme. Our theme is from Mark 5:41. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And Talitha cum is really our theme going into this Arise weekend, the week after Easter, Resurrection Sunday, Divine Mercy weekend. So it's really exciting to be able to collaborate with this new ministry, seeing that everyone's going to receive that item alone. One of our retreat team members has also done an amazing work out of her own hands and a few other team members getting together to make you something really beautiful and unique and special, not to mention all of the other goodies that we can expect every year. And the actual program, we're kind of in the midst of that now, just firming up the schedule for the weekend, seeing that come together. And when it comes to Lent, I want your input. I want to ask your insight on all of this as you prepare. What is on your heart? And again, Voxer is a quick way to reach out. Brooke Taylor, the number one. Also, feedback@goodthingsradio.com. Last week, we threw this question out in our kind of part 2 series. I want to share just a few notes that we received. Number one from Michelle. She says, Brooke, I can't say that I have everything figured out for Lent, but I am planning to get up every day 15 minutes earlier than usual. It might not seem like much, but I used to follow this practice regularly, and I really did notice the difference in my spiritual life as well as my everyday mindset. I slowly have gotten out of that habit, and I really miss it. I'm actually looking forward to getting back on track with my morning quiet time and listening to God speak. Love that. Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, I mean, 15 minutes is such a small increment of time, but can be magnified when we're there and we're sitting at the altar or the kneeler or just at our table with our Bible and a candle. So I love that. Also, Sarah reached out. She says, Brooke, although I am not Catholic, my church does observe Lent. A friend of mine told me that every morning she recites the doxology before she gets out of bed. It's such a simple thing, but I'm looking forward to adopting that habit this season of 40 days. So the doxology is praise God from all who blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And thank you so much to Sarah for sharing that. And as always, again, there are so many things that we can do. I love the idea of planting the flower bulbs, especially with little ones, or if you're a teacher, watching that begin to bloom and grow in new life. One creative idea that I saw too that I had not seen before was listening as a family to Handel's Messiah and studying the scriptures behind the text, behind the work. Like, I guess I never gave it that much thought, but the inspiration behind it originates in sacred scripture, and the story that unfolds through the music is really beautiful. And then, you know, when you do that kind of research, you never listen to it the same again. And I had just learned that I'm reading this now. Psalms, Isaiah, as well as Matthew, Acts, and Revelation is where Handel pulled those passages that helped piece together Handel's Messiah. So that, again, one thing out of so many, because it's such an exciting time of year for us that we can do. So God bless you as you begin your Lent, and would love to hear from you. And even if it's a quick comment on our Facebook page or on the Instagram, don't be a stranger. Let us know how you're feeling about this Lent. And I think this is one of the shorter episodes we've had in a long time. What I'm hoping to do is by the next show, just continue to keep fueling, whether it's a movie that you saw and you loved, a book that you're reading. A friend of mine was telling me about a book called Tattoos on the Heart. Have you heard of this one? Her husband read it. She said, I think your husband would love it. It's by Gregory Boyle. The subtitle is The Power of Boundless Compassion. And I'm just going to read a bit of the description of that book. It says, for 20 years, Gregory Boyle has run Homeboy Industries, a gang intervention program located in the Boyle Heights neighborhood of Los Angeles, the gang capital of the world. In Tattoos on the Heart, he distills his experience working with the ghetto, working in the ghetto, into a breathtaking series of parables inspired by faith. And it's number one bestseller on Amazon. One of the endorsement calls it an astonishing book about suffering and dignity, death and resurrection, one of my favorite books in years. And that's from Anne Lamont, author of Grace Eventually. So there you go. It's called Tattoos on the Heart. That's one that I'm putting in and hoping to get a hold of during Lent that my husband and I can read. What works for you? Again, not wanting to complicate things, but would love to hear from you. God bless you, friends, sending love and prayers as we begin this journey together. I also wanted to give you the heads up on episode number 131, next week's show. If it is indeed going to be next week, this is what I wanted to tell you, that I'm preparing for the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference. Our friend Lisa Hendy is going to be there, Michelle Fainley, Emily Jaminet, lots of amazing speakers. It has become one of, if not the largest conference of its kind in the United States. So it's exciting. It's also one of those weekends that I am totally ready to sleep for 5 days afterwards, but in a good way. And in the next 2 weeks, I have three events coming up, pretty major events. So I wanted to tell you, because it's possible that in next week's show, I may be a bit delayed, or it's entirely possible that I might have some audio that I was able to capture from the conference or some interviews, and we would have a brand new episode on Monday. I just don't know, capture any audio because you're working the whole day. I'm hoping that I can, and I'm going to bring my recorder, so we'll see what happens. I just wanted to give you the schedule scoop on that. It's possible that we may take a break next week, but either way, I want to hear from you so that when we do come back, there'll be plenty to talk about as we begin our Lenten experience. A big thank you, as always, to my producer, Mark Cumming, from Cumming Home Studio, for his dynamic skills and quick work. He is a producer extraordinaire and wears many hats. So to find out more, visit him at cumminghomestudio.com. I'm also going to link up in the show notes the information about our trip to Italy. We have six spots left. Did I spell that right? Okay, I just had to double check. That's what I actually spelled for our trip to Italy. It's coming up in April. It's actually the weekend after our Arise retreat. And then we're going to be filled up. Six, that's it. So if you or someone you know has always wanted to take a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy, I'm telling you, friends, this is it. It's such a beautiful time of year to travel there, to Rome and Florence and Tuscany and Venice and Assisi and Cinque Terre and all the places that we will adventure to. Also, next year in March, I think I shared the big news. It's been confirmed. We are going back to the Holy Land, and that will begin Ash Wednesday. We'll be there a little before that, but we will be in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem, at Ash Wednesday, and then also the first Sunday of Lent. So more details are to come. I'll link up that information, but just to kind of put on your heart if you're ever feeling tugged in that direction. Thank you so much to our Podbean patrons, our good friends of the show, Jenny and Tracy and Chaya and Ken, and so many of you who have faithfully kept our show going and growing. God bless you. Until next time, friends, may we carve our cross daily into this holy wall of Lent as we begin this journey. God bless you. Peace and love.